AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. SNFG extends bank leadership as weekly tape pushes to 52-week high. Sumitomo Mitsui Financial Group gained 5.4% in the latest week, keeping its trend signal active and reinforcing relative strength within diversified banks, though valuation distance and proximity to highs leave little room for weak follow-through. Research brief. Sumitomo Mitsui Financial Group closed at $24.40 for the week ended 12 June 2026, up 5.4% and just 0.1% below its 52-week high. The NYSE-listed Japanese banking group remains in a leadership continuation setup with a composite score of 84, a 54-week active trend signal streak, and 100.0% trend breadth over the past year. Momentum is strong across 4, 12, 26, and 52 weeks, while volume was modestly confirmatory at 1.2x the 13-week average. The main tension is extension. Price sits 17.1% above the trend line and 74.6% above fair value. Key points. 1. SNFG rose 5.4% for the week to $24.40, taking its 4-week gain to 11.7% and 12-week gain to 27.9%. 2. The trend signal remains active, with 52 of 52 weeks active and a 54-week active streak. 3. Price is 17.1% above the $20.83 trend line and 74.6% above fair value of $13.98, showing strong demand but clear extension risk. 4. Volume reached 12.8 million shares, 1.2x both the 13-week and 52-week averages, confirming participation without a decisive surge. 5. Within U.S. banks diversified, SNFG ranked third on the week and fourth over 12 weeks, supported by strong industry breadth. Weekly tape and price action. Sumitomo Mitsui Financial Group, the Tokyo-based provider of commercial banking, leasing, securities, and consumer finance services, finished the latest completed week at $24.40, up 5.4%. The move placed the ADR at 99.7% of its 52-week range, with a drawdown of just 0.1% from the $24.43 high. The setup remains a leadership continuation rather than an early reversal, with gains of 11.7% over 4 weeks, 27.9% over 12 weeks, and 64.8% over 52 weeks. The price is well above the $20.83 trend line, leaving a 17.1% cushion to the weekly regime level. That distance supports the constructive tape, but it also means the stock is no longer close to a low-risk reset zone. Fair value is listed at $13.98, putting price 74.6% above the model, a sign of premium demand that can persist in leadership phases but raises sensitivity to any loss of momentum. ShareMaestro's trend signal is active, backed by 52 active weeks out of 52 and a 54-week active streak. Market dynamics moved back to positive at 0.22 after several weaker readings, including negative 0.10, negative 0.34, and negative 0.31 in the prior 3 weeks. However, the signal state still shows no fresh market dynamics buy, so the evidence is positive, but not fully reset. Relative strength rose to 18.45, up 130.4% over 4 weeks, while market dynamics improved by 150.9%. Volume improved to 12.8 million shares from a 13-week average of 10.3 million, giving a 1.2x ratio. That is enough to support the breakout-like close near the high, but it falls short of the 1.5x participation threshold that would show stronger conviction behind the next move. Sector and industry context. The financial services group had a firm week, averaging a 3.1% weekly gain, with 72.0% positive market dynamics breadth, but only 45.0% trend breadth, and 41.0% positive relative strength breadth. Against that mixed sector backdrop, SNFG ranked 16th out of 100 sector constituents for the week, and sits in the 83rd percentile among 1,015 U.S. financial services peers by weekly performance. The narrower banks diversified industry looks stronger. The group averaged a 3.5% weekly gain, 8.7% over 4 weeks, and 22.8% over 12 weeks, with 77.8% trend breadth, 94.4% positive market dynamic spread, and 83.3% positive relative strength breadth. SMFG ranked third in the industry on the week, fifth over 4 weeks, and fourth over 12 weeks, keeping it among the leading diversified bank names alongside Citigroup, Barclays ADR, and Bank of America. Risk and what to watch next. Risk evidence is not flashing a dominant top-level cluster, but the extension is clear. Weekly volatility is moderate, at 3.7% over 13 weeks, versus 4.4% over 52 weeks. And the balance of the past year has favored upside weeks, 33 up against 19 down. Average weekly gains of 3.6% are only slightly larger than average losses of negative 3.3%. So a crowded move near a high could still unwind quickly if volume fades or market dynamics rolls over. The next test is whether price can hold near the 52-week high while market dynamics stays positive and volume expands beyond the current 1.2x ratio. The $20.83 trend line remains the key weekly regime reference. A controlled pause above that level would preserve the leadership profile, while a sharp retreat from the high on weakening relative strength would point to exhaustion after a strong 12-week advance. This article is for educational market research only and is not financial investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.